The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words "the Home and Auto Bundle" anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Pritika Khanna and welcome back to Delhi Decoded, your weekly update from the national capital. How are you all doing? It's been 3 weeks since the first phase of the lockdown was imposed. And now, it's official. Much like the rest of the world, India will also remain under a lockdown for another 18 days. When the announcement was made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he mentioned that while there will be a strict enforcement of the lockdown until 20th April, but after that, there could be lesser restrictions in areas which have fewer hotspots. I'm sure everyone is waiting for lesser restrictions. Now, given the times we're in, there are a lot of words and terms that weren't so commonly used before, but they seem to be a part of our daily vocabulary now. PPE kits, flattening the curve, containment zones, and hotspots are just some of them. So, what is a hotspot, you ask? Earlier, it was used to describe a volcanic zone or a term used for providing Wi-Fi. In this case, a hotspot is a demarcated area which is seeing a high spike in the number of positive cases of COVID-19. They are also known as containment zones as they are areas which have a high number of cases of the disease. The Delhi government has started identifying these areas and dividing them as red and orange zones. Red zones are containment zones which have a high number of cases. Till last week, if an area had 10 or more cases, it would have been declared as a hotspot. Now, that has been brought down to just 3 cases. So, if an area reports 3 positive cases, it will likely be declared as a hotspot. As of 14th April, there are almost 50 hotspots across the national capital. Some of the major ones include parts of Nizamuddin, which accounts for more than 1,000 cases in Delhi. And another hotspot is Dilshad Garden. As of 14th April, Delhi has more than 1,500 positive cases of the virus. An interesting thing about Dilshad Garden is that it was the first hotspot of Delhi to be declared free of the virus. Last week, the state government announced that there had been no new cases in more than 10 days from the area, which at its peak had approximately 10 positive cases. For a hotspot, the Delhi government has started a program called Operation Shield, under which the area or lane or colony or an apartment building is sealed. There are door-to-door checks conducted to ensure that there are no new cases. Sanitization drives are conducted along with isolation to ensure that there is no further spread of the virus. In these areas, essential goods are provided and no one is allowed to enter or exit the demarcated areas. Along with red zones, the government has also created orange zones, which are high-risk zones. While the strict restrictions in red zones may not apply here, there are extensive sanitization drives which are held in these areas as well. These are some of the steps being taken to tackle the spread of the virus. There are hotspots which have been identified by other state governments across India and also by other countries across the world. That's all from me this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast for your weekly Delhi update. Do also reach out to us as we would love to hear your feedback, questions and your valuable suggestions. We are ever present on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at HD Smartcast. You can also email us at podcast@hindustantimes.com or directly reach out to me at Pritika Khanna, that's PRETIKAKHANNA on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you next week. Until then, stay safe.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.